This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight, brought to you by Creekside Soils. As we tiptoe into spring, we're gingerly getting into our gardens, cutting back the leftovers from winter. I say tiptoe for a couple of reasons. Soggy, muddy soil, which compacts. Step lightly and start pruning. I cut back my ornamental grasses to about 3 inches from the ground. You can compost those grasses or save them as mulch in your vegetable garden. If you had issues with fungal disease on any of your perennials last year, then clean up the foliage as best as possible. I've got lots of spring work for my butterfly garden. In particular, the city will be working on my streets. I live on the corner, and they're doing both. Wahoo! We northern gardeners are a hardy bunch, which also means we can't wait to get outdoors and do stuff. Consider cleaning out those pots you'll be planting with annuals. Perhaps you've got a bench to build, or maybe an opportunity to create some art for your garden. If the weather permits, you could very lightly, with a large-toothed plastic rake, remove the leaves you didn't get to last year. Put them in your compost pile. Don't till any ground right now. In fact, it would be awesome if you just didn't bother to till at all, but I know that in some cases it's a necessity and that's okay. You can also add organic matter. Check out GardenBite.com for more information. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. What do you want to know about? Success starts in the soil, and there's no better blends than Creekside Soil's Wonder Blend mixes. From 100% composted manure to professional planting mixes, their Supreme Gardener's Mix to their container blends, you'll find the right mix for your garden with Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.